All right, so today we're diving into a story that's sending shockwaves through the music industry, and honestly, it's a tough one to even process. We're talking about Sean Diddy Combs. I mean, the name itself is synonymous with success, with hits, and yet here we are facing this mountain of allegations against him.
It's incredibly serious, right? We're talking 120 accusers, 120.
Yeah.
And they're represented by Tony Busby, who's built a reputation for taking on these kinds of high-profile cases.
And the accusations themselves, the really heavy stuff. We're talking sexual assault, rape, drugging. There are even allegations involving minors, which is just...
It's incredibly disturbing. And the fact that these allegations span decades, we're talking from 95 to as recently as 2021, it paints a picture of a pattern of behavior, not just isolated incidents.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes this so significant.
Absolutely. So we've got 6 lawsuits that were recently filed, each detailing really harrowing experiences. For example, one lawsuit alleges that back in 2004, Combs raped a 19-year-old woman in a Manhattan Marriott hotel room.
And the details are just awful. She claims he invited her to a party at the hotel, and then after, he basically forced himself on her.
It's just horrifying. And that's just one case. Then there's the 2008 incident at Macy's, which, and this is wild, it allegedly stems from that whole Sean John versus Echo Clothing rivalry. Remember that?
Oh, absolutely. That was huge in the streetwear scene back then.
So what exactly happened at Macy's?
Well, in the lawsuit, the plaintiff says he was there at Macy's as an advisor for Echo Clothing.
Yeah.
And that Combs allegedly physically attacked him, even threatened to kill him.
Whoa.
Yeah. The lawsuit says Combs was yelling at him, saying things like, "Shut up or I'll kill you."
That's intense. And let's not forget about the security guard at Combs' own home in 2006.
Right. That lawsuit alleges that the security guard was drugged, forced into a van, and then assaulted.
Okay, so we're talking about some incredibly serious allegations here, and you've been following these cases closely. What's your take on why these are being pursued as civil cases rather than criminal charges? What's the strategy there?
That's a really good question. So in a civil case, the burden of proof is lower than in criminal court. Instead of proving guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, the plaintiff simply has to prove their case by a preponderance of the evidence.
So it's not about absolute certainty, more like...
It's more like tipping the scales of evidence.
Yeah.
Showing that their side is slightly more likely to be true.
Interesting. So in these 6 cases, Combs has denied all the allegations. His lawyer has publicly called the claims baseless, emphasized his right to due process. That seems to be a common thread in these high-profile cases.
Totally. You see this blanket denial? Without getting into the weeds of each specific accusation a lot, it's strategic, for sure.
Strategic how?
Well, on one hand, it lets them maintain this stance of innocence, right?
Mm.
But also avoids getting bogged down in details, which could be seen as evasive by some. It's a delicate dance.
For sure. But even with that in mind, I mean, regardless of how the legal battles shake out, I have to wonder, how does this impact Combs' image? His entire brand is built on this persona, this empire he's created, and this has to have some kind of effect.
Oh, it's a massive impact, no doubt. I mean, you're talking about a guy who built his career on being larger than life, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's not just a musician. He's a brand, a tastemaker, an icon. This kind of scrutiny, these kinds of accusations, they chip away at that image, whether he's found legally liable or not.
It's not just his image, right? We're talking about business ventures. The man's got his hands in everything. Music, fashion, vodka, you name it. All of that is tied to his public persona.
Exactly. It's all interconnected. And we've seen what happens in these situations, haven't we? The court of public opinion can be just as harsh, if not harsher, than any legal battle. Brands get skittish, sponsorships disappear, consumers start to think twice. It can create a domino effect that's tough to recover from.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the ripple effect this has on the music industry as a whole. It's no secret that there's been this long and complicated history with sexual misconduct, a lot of it swept under the rug. But with everything coming to light in recent years, this case feels like it's happening under a different kind of spotlight.
Oh, without a doubt. You can't underestimate the impact of the hashtag MeToo movement. It shifted the conversation in a major way. There's more awareness, more accountability. People are less willing to look the other way. And these allegations against Combs, they're playing out against that backdrop.
It's forcing a reckoning, right? Not just for Combs, but for the entire industry.
Absolutely. It raises all sorts of questions about the power dynamics that have been allowed to fester for so long. The music industry, especially in the hip-hop world, has often celebrated this image of the powerful, even domineering figure. But what happens when that power is allegedly abused? That's what's being grappled with right now.
It's a lot to unpack, and it gets even more complicated when you consider that Combs was also arrested back in September on charges of sex trafficking, racketeering, transportation for prostitution. He's denied those charges as well, but it adds another layer to this whole thing.
It's true, and it's important to note that those charges are separate from the civil lawsuits. But you can't ignore the timing, right? It feeds into this larger pattern of allegations and legal troubles that Combs is facing. It's not just one isolated incident, it's a string of accusations stretching back years.
And then there's this whole other aspect that Tony Busby has been hinting at, this idea of enablers. He's claiming that there's a network of people who've been covering up Combs' alleged actions for years, saying it goes even deeper than just Combs himself.
Yeah, that's where things get really interesting and really messy. If Busby's claims are true, this goes way beyond one man's actions. It points to the culture of complicity, a system designed to protect the powerful at the expense of everyone else.
So we're talking about a potential conspiracy here.
Potentially. But it's important to remember that these are just allegations at this point. Nothing has been proven in court. But the fact that Busby is so confident, even willing to name names, that suggests he believes he has the evidence to back it up.
It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. But if even half of what Busby is alleging is true, it's going to send shockwaves through the industry.
It definitely will. And it raises a lot of questions about how someone in Combs' position could have operated this way for so long, allegedly, without facing any real consequences. Who knew what and when? And what did they do, if anything, to stop it?
Right. And when you consider the sheer number of accusers, 120, it's hard to dismiss this as just a few disgruntled individuals or isolated incidents. That's a lot of people coming forward, all with similar stories.
Exactly. It speaks to the power of collective testimony, especially when it comes to taking on someone with Combs' level of fame and influence. These aren't just accusations. They're stories of alleged abuse of power that have had a real and lasting impact on people's lives.
And it highlights how important the hashtag MeToo movement has been in empowering individuals to come forward. For a long time, there was this culture of silence around these kinds of allegations. But now people are finding their voices, sharing their stories, and demanding accountability.
And that's a good thing, right? It's about time. The music industry, any industry for that matter, shouldn't be a place where powerful individuals can act with impunity.
So, as we're grappling with the gravity of these allegations, I think it's important to acknowledge that this conversation goes beyond just Sean Diddy Combs, right? It forces us to confront uncomfortable truths about power, privilege, and the systems that allow abuse to flourish.
It really does make you think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
About how much we as fans, as consumers of music, how much are we willing to separate the art from the artist, especially when those artists hold so much cultural weight?
Right. It's that age-old question, but it feels different now, doesn't it? With the hashtag MeToo movement and everything else that's come to light, like, it's not just a theoretical question anymore. These are real people, real lives impacted. It's heavy stuff.
It really is.
Yeah.
And there's no easy answer, no right or wrong way to grapple with it. It's a deeply personal process, figuring out where you draw the line.
It feels too simplistic to just say, well, I'm not going to listen to his music anymore. It's more nuanced than that, right?
Absolutely. It's about recognizing the humanity of everyone involved, both the accusers and the accused. We can acknowledge the harm that was allegedly caused without completely dismissing the art that exists in the world.
Right. We can hold these two seemingly conflicting ideas in our minds at the same time.
Exactly. And that's the challenge, isn't it? To engage with art thoughtfully, critically, and with an awareness of the context in which it was created.
It's a lot to unpack, that's for sure. And I think that's what we've tried to do in this deep dive. We're not here to provide answers or tell anyone what to think, but we do hope that by digging into these allegations, by providing some context, with having this conversation, we've given you, the listener, something to chew on.
And this story is far from over. There will be more developments, more voices will likely be added to the mix, and it'll be interesting, to say the least, to see how it all unfolds.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up today, we'll leave you with this thought. As more details emerge, as you see these allegations play out in the news and in your own conversations, think about how you'll navigate this complex terrain. Because it's a question we all have to face at some point in some form or another. How to reconcile our love for art with our responsibility to hold artists accountable for their actions.
It's about finding that balance, that space where we can appreciate creativity while also advocating for justice and accountability. It's not always easy, but it's a conversation worth having.
Couldn't agree more. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. We'll be following this story closely, and we'll definitely revisit it as things develop. Until then, thanks for listening.